helping you live well, stay well, while keeping pace with today's rapidly changing healthcare environment. That's Summit Medical Group. And now it's time for SMG Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Today, nearly 18 million American men experience erectile dysfunction, which can strain a relationship and also lower self-esteem. Although once regarded as untreatable, erectile dysfunction is now regarded as highly treatable. My guest today is Dr. Soma Mandel. She specializes in internal medicine at Summit Medical Group. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mandel. So tell us first, if somebody is suffering from erectile dysfunction, do they come to see you on their own, or are they pushed in by their loved one because it's interfering with their life?
Hi, Melanie. Thanks for having me again. Most men that do come to see me usually come in for their general checkup, and it is something that I usually ask them if they're having issues with. A lot of times they come in on their own, but I would say the other times when they are pushed, it's usually by their spouse or a significant other.
So what are some of the most common causes of this?
One of the more common causes of erectile dysfunction that men usually associate with as a risk factor is advancing age. But erectile dysfunction can come from health or emotional problems. If you have peripheral vascular disease, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, if you smoke, if you have diabetes, hormonal issues, high cholesterol, these are some of the things that can also lead to erectile dysfunction. Psychological factors can also be accounted for, but these are the more common things that can cause ED.
So when a man comes to see you, what is the first line of defense? Do you discuss some of those psychological, maybe the social, emotional factors that might be involved, or do you get right to the heart of the matter and discuss the physiological factors?
I discuss everything with the patient. I ask them what is happening, how long it's been happening for, if they have more than one partner, if they have the ED with that one partner only or with everybody. I ask about their masturbation patterns, if they are able to sustain an erection during masturbation. These are all things that clue me in if it's coming from more the brain, meaning if it's psychological, or if there's an organic cause, like some of the health issues I just mentioned before. And then I ask them if this is something that they struggled with before, if they've taken anything before, and then I go from there.
Okay, so there's so much in the media and so many commercials that they see all day long for some of these, medications, Cialis and Levitra and Viagra. And so speak about some of these medications. What are they intended to do?
So these medications are intended to obviously, help patients with ED. And specifically, they're meant for patients who have had issues in the past, but patients with, for example, high blood pressure, diabetes, these are patients that can benefit from medications like Viagra. But even if it's a psychological issue, these medications can help sustain the erection so that they don't fall into the loop of having ED at all times.
And if it's something like a prostate issue or prostate cancer, or it's a side effect from something else, as you mentioned, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of these things, do these medications work as well for them?
If you have hormonal issues, for example, if you have a low testosterone level, then the aim would be to supplement the testosterone, and medications like this would not necessarily help, although we still use them. But if it's a more of a prostate issue, then you would treat the prostate condition itself. But again, medications like Levitra, Viagra can help in those conditions as well.
And what if somebody is on like blood pressure medication and this is what's contributing to it? And do you check for low testosterone? Is that something that is automatically checked for?
There are initial blood tests that we usually do. We check patients' blood counts, their thyroid function. We do check a testosterone, preferably a morning testosterone level, to see if there's any low testosterone that may be contributing to the ED.
So then how do you help them, Dr. Mandel, with the psychosocial aspect of this? Because men are men, and that would seem to be a much bigger factor for them necessarily, you know, than maybe a woman would feel the same way. So how do you deal with them on that?
Well, first I reassure them that on my end that there's no judgment, that this is something that they're struggling with and that I'm there to help them. And I make that clear so that they, you know, hopefully feel comfortable with me. And then, like I mentioned before, I do ask them a detailed history to help figure out which route we're going to go. We start with blood work first. We determine if there are any other secondary reasons like diabetes, high blood pressure that may be contributing to this. If they're sedentary, if they're not getting enough exercise, if there are any things like depression or anxiety, we concomitantly work on all those things. And I usually do prescribe a medication like Levitra or Viagra to help along with that.
And what about lifestyle improvements? What do you recommend to them that they can change that might help along the situation so maybe they don't have to use Viagra or Cialis every time?
A number of things. If they smoke, I'd ask them to stop smoking or reduce the smoking, to exercise regularly, maintain a healthy weight, preferably a BMI less than 30, avoid excessive drinking. Alcohol can contribute to ED. Avoid using illicit drugs, cocaine, a number of those illegal drugs can cause these kind of things. And then we talk about other medications that they may be taking, like herbs and vitamins. And vitamins are not so much of an issue, but sometimes herbal concoctions can lead to certain issues, so I make sure that I find out everything that they're taking, whether it's prescribed or not prescribed.
Do you have some that you'd like to let us know about right now that you would say, you know, if you are taking this or that you recommend, maybe fish oil or extra vitamin D? Are there any that go either way that way?
I haven't had any issues with fish oil or vitamin D when it comes to ED, fortunately.
And how long is Viagra and Cialis and Levitra and these things supposed to last? Because you hear on the commercials 4 hours, and then if it lasts longer than that, or do you give them these warning signs, and are people hesitant to try these?
Most patients are not hesitant. The only time I don't prescribe them is if a patient is taking nitrates for cardiac conditions. These medications can interact with these type of medications like Viagra and, seriously drop your blood pressure. So in those cases, I never prescribe these medications. Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, these are all what we call phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors, and they all work similarly. The onset of action is a little different. Viagra takes about 15 minutes to an hour to work, and it lasts about 4 hours. Cialis takes about the same time. It lasts up to 36 hours. And Levitra takes about half an hour to kick in, and it lasts up to 4 hours.
So how effective is testosterone in treating erectile dysfunction?
If a patient does have low testosterone, and I do suspect it's leading to ED, then I usually do have them supplement the testosterone. We do have to be careful because it can cause elevated liver functions. It can cause elevated blood sugar, blood pressure, and there is a slightly higher risk of prostate cancer. So those are all things that we monitor for when a patient is on testosterone supplementation.
Such great advice, Dr. Mandel. It's always such a pleasure to have you on. In the last few minutes here, give your best advice for the spouses or the men themselves suffering from erectile dysfunction and why they should come to Summit Medical Group for their care.
While ED can become more common with age, growing old is not usually the problem. There are a number of health issues as well as psychological issues that can contribute or cause ED. And these are things that most internists, family physicians, as well as urologists can deal with and help patients so that they don't you know, lose their self-esteem and become depressed. And so it doesn't affect the relationship itself. I always advise patients to lose weight, avoid excessive drinking, take medications as prescribed. If I'm prescribing something like Viagra, stop smoking, exercise, and then monitor for all the health conditions that can contribute to ED, like we discussed.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to SMG Radio. And for more information, you can go to summitmedicalgroup.com. That's summitmedicalgroup.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.